We've been talking in a series of messages about knocking holes in the darkness. We talked about last Sunday morning how that the Lord knocked a hole in the darkness that He might reveal the Creator. Then we talked about in a last couple messages how that He knocked a hole in the darkness that He might redeem the creature. And we talked about in Jesus' birth, He knocked a hole in the darkness. In His life, He knocked holes in the darkness. In His death, He knocked a hole in the darkness. In the resurrection, He knocked a hole in the darkness. Now look here when He meets with the disciples. He's knocking another hole in the darkness. You see, these disciples are gathered behind closed doors. The Bible's careful to tell us that the doors are shut. Amen? And the Bible's careful to tell us why they were in hiding. They were afraid of the Jews. Y'all might not believe what I'm about to tell you, but there's a multitude of people in this generation living in fear. They're afraid. Amen? They're afraid that what's coming from the government. They're afraid of what's coming on the country. They're afraid of the judgment that's coming. Amen? From God Almighty. And the Bible said, perfect love casteth out fear. I just want to tell you tonight that I believe with all of my heart that as these men are gathered in this room for fear of the Jews, I want you to understand tonight that I believe it was a dark time in their life. They didn't understand what was going on. Amen? And I'll tell you, it made a difference when Jesus stepped in the midst. Amen? Jesus knocked a hole in their discouragement, in their defeat, in their despondency, in their fear. He knocked a hole in that darkness and showed up with the light that they needed. The Bible said twice in these couple verses of Scripture, He said over and over again, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. I'm telling you that in your darkest night, God can step in the situation and whisper sweet peace to you and to me. I appreciate that, don't you? Let me ask you this. What about Thomas? Jesus has got up now. Jesus has ascended. Jesus has sprinkled the blood. And Jesus is going to come back down now. And He's going to walk with the disciples for 40 days. Amen? And He's going to walk on the earth. The Bible said He was seen of above 500 brethren at one time. Amen? The Bible said, let everything be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Well, there's over 500 could say at one time, He's alive. He got up. Amen? But Thomas wasn't going to have no part of it. Thomas said, unless I see the print, unless I touch His side, amen, thrust my hand into His side, I'll not believe. I tell you, Thomas was walking in the darkness of doubt and in the darkness of fear. But my Lord knocked a hole in that darkness. He stepped up there, Brother Gale, and said, Thomas, reach hither thy finger. And the Word of God never said that He even reached out. He cried out, my Lord and my God. You say, why? Because God shined through in His life. Amen. I believe that, don't you? I believe in a moment of time, Thomas said, I'm wrong. He's right. I'm going with Him. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something right now. I just now touched on something that helped a lot of people. There's a lot of people in this generation think you ain't never been wrong about nothing. All of us have been wrong about something. Amen. And when God turns the light on, we ought to just say, Lord, I'm wrong. And You're right. And go with God. Amen. He'd knock a hole in our darkness. Say amen right there. We can have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You could ask Thomas, after that day, he'd say, He's alive. He's alive. Amen. He'd say, I was there when He turned the Batman car on. Amen. Poked a hole in my darkness. Amen. Glory to God. I'll be thinking about that till Jesus comes. Amen. I'll tell you, there's a light for the children of God. Then I want to give you this in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 5. Listen to these verses. The Bible said, for John truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. Watch verse 8. Love this verse. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The way a whole lot of people, I believe, read that verse right there, they read it like this. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you so you can put on a show. Say amen. Hey, that's the way a lot of them must read it. Amen. Because that's all they do. They just want people to look at them. The Holy Ghost will never, never, never tell us to look at Him. As far as the Holy Ghost will point us to Jesus. Always. Always. And the Word of God said, you're going to receive power. Why? You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Brother Grist will study this a lot longer than I have, and he'll tell you, right there's missions. Amen. Right there's home missions. Right there's foreign missions. Right there's missions everywhere you look. Right here at home, around us, and into the uttermost part of the world. God said, I want you to go and be a witness unto me. Now watch this. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. You say, Preacher, what's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on. They love him. They're enjoying spending time with him. But listen to me carefully right here. He's going to leave them. Say amen. And I'm telling you, you can say whatever you want to, but if you got to walk with somebody like Jesus for 40 days, you would hate to see him go. Amen. But you know what God's going to do? God's going to knock a hole in that darkness at his ascension. You say, Preacher, how is that? Number one, he made him a promise. He said, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He made him a promise. Can I tell you something? I've made some promises that I didn't keep. Anybody home right there? But I tell you, my Father has never made a promise that he didn't keep. Amen. And I tell you, when they gathered there and prayed, the men and the women and the Holy Ghost descended upon them, the promise of God came about in their heart and in their life. And God gave them power. He said, here, you see the promise in verse 5. Be baptized with the Holy Ghost. You see the power. He said, you shall receive power. You see the purpose of the whole thing. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me. Let me say something to you tonight, and you may not understand it, but I want you to. We'd be better off to keep our mouths shut if there ain't no power where we live. If we're not careful, amen, we can open our mouth with the intent to do something good. But if we're not walking with God and we're not being led of the Holy Ghost, we're not going to say what God wants us to say. And be the witness that God... Listen, let me liken it to you like this. I can speak to people's ears. How many knows that? That's all I can do. I can stand right here and preach till I'm blue in the face. And all I can do is talk to their ears. That's all I can do. All I can do. But I tell you, there's one living downside of me. My friend, he can take it further than your ears. Take it plumb down in your heart and make a difference in your life. Well, when we're talking to a sinner, Brother Preston, all we can do is talk to his ears. We need that one that lives inside of us, the Holy Ghost of the living God, to be saying to that sinner, that's right, that's right, you know that's right, that's the truth. And I'm telling you, that's why God said He wanted us to have power. Amen. I'll tell you something tonight. I believe this with all of my heart. You might not agree with me, but we're lacking in that area. Say amen. How many remembers when there's a whole lot more power around the church house than there are now? How many remembers when there's a whole lot more power around your house and my house than there is now? You say, what's God wanting to do? I tell you what God's wanting to do. He's wanting to knock a hole in that darkness, amen, and the power of God come through. We need that. God can cause a sinner to see his need of a Savior. You and I can't do that. We can speak and we should speak. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. All I'm trying to tell you is that if we're saying it without the influence of the Spirit of God, it's empty.
Amen.
Amen. But if we're saying it because the Holy Spirit is at work in our heart and in our life, that comes from a prayer life, that comes from a clean life, that comes from a sober life for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, tonight, I believe with all of my heart, we see a promise, we see the power, we see the purpose, and then we see the person. He said, preacher, what's all this about? Well, very simply, Jesus. The Bible said, this same Jesus, which you've seen going into heaven, shall so come in like manner. Amen. It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Listen to me tonight, church. I love our church. God loves our church. God's helping our church. But you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean that with all of my heart. I believe a day's going to come in this church where the only ones that's going to really feel good about coming here are those that are serious about serving God. Those that want the power of the Holy Ghost. Those that want to see sinners walking down the aisle. Those that want to see God do something in our midst. Those that want to see their grandchildren born again. And their children born again. And their neighbors born again. Watch this. And their enemies born again. And our president born again. You say, you shouldn't have said that. I just did. By their fruits, you shall know them. You can't tell me a born again man is going to stand up and approve abortion. Stand up and approve an alternate lifestyle. Sodomy. It ain't going to happen. When we're serious about serving God, we're going to line up with the book. And God will knock a hole in that darkness. Amen. Knock a hole in the darkness at His ascension. Let me give you this and I'm done. Our Lord's fixing to knock one more hole in the darkness. You say, preacher, what do you mean? That is coming. Now you say, preacher, it's dark in this country. I know that. But the Word of God, as it gets darker and darker and darker, we ought to understand that it's an announcement the King is coming. How many remembers in the days of Moses what they did? They killed the babies. You remember that? How many remembers in the days of Jesus what they did? They killed the babies. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Well, in the days of Moses, they were killing babies while God was saying, a deliverer is on the way. In the days of Jesus, they were killing babies, and what God was saying is, a deliverer is on the way. And I tell you, in these days, we're still killing the babies. And God's trying to tell the church, the deliverer is on the way. He's on the way. I tell you, it's closer than it's ever been. The Bible said, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. He said, preacher, do you really believe? Oh, yes. This same Jesus that you see going into heaven shall so come again in like manner. I really believe that. I really believe that. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he said, I would have told you. But he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. If you got one of them Bibles that talks about rooms, more power to you. But mine said, my God went and prepared a mansion. Say amen. He said, preacher, what do you think? I tell you what I think. I think whatever's the least over yonder would put whatever's the best down here to shame. That's what I believe. Say amen. Oh, beloved friend. If I go, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Our Lord is fixing to knock a hole in the darkness at His coming. Listen to this story I read about a wealthy Roman. A wealthy Roman man. He had a lavish estate. And he had a servant named Marcellus. When the wealthy Roman died, he wrote his will and he left everything to his slave, Marcellus. The wealthy Roman also had a son. And for some reason, he had a disagreement with his son. So in his will, he said this. He said, I've left my entire estate to my slave, Marcellus. To my son, I leave him only one thing. He can choose anything from my estate that he wants. But that's all. Listen, church, if you'll get a hold of this, it'll help you. Then the son said, very well, I choose Marcellus.
Amen.
What? Glory to God. You say, preacher, what's going on? Our Lord gives another sweet promise to those who overcome. He said, I will give him that is an overcoming the morning star. Jesus is that morning star. What He's saying is, you're going to receive the greatest reward of all. You'll receive me. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, when Jesus comes, what's happening? There's a hole being knocked in the darkness of this world. Amen. He is the bright and the morning star. Thank God. I'll meet you in the morning. Amen. Where the morning star lights the way. I'll meet you in a place where they don't need the sun and they don't need the moon. For the Lord God and the Lamb are the light thereof. I'll meet you in a place where there's no darkness at all. He's coming. He's coming. When He does, there's going to be a hole knocked in the darkness in this old world that we live in. I believe it's getting very dark, don't you? It's actually getting gloriously dark. And it's not going to be long, and the morning star is going to appear. And if we choose Jesus, like that son chose Marcellus, he got everything that Marcellus had. I read me a verse in the Bible, said something like this, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Glory to God. I'm pretty rich when you get right down to it. Say amen right there. I don't need to be walking in darkness. I don't need to be depressed. I don't need to be discouraged. I'm just going to live as long as Jesus does. I just have what He has. Amen. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. You got one? Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Moving day is fixing to come. But you know something? We're not going to need a truck. Ain't nobody going to hurt their back moving this time. Say amen. Ain't even going to have to clean out from behind the refrigerator. Ain't that going to be a blessing? Amen. Just move off and leave it. Amen. Now, I thank the Lord. One old preacher said, you'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. We brought nothing into this world. Listen to me carefully right here. You know what's happening in our church world today? If we're not careful, it'll happen right here at Bible Way. The cares of this life will choke. We won't have time to pray. We won't have time to... I told the Lord this week. Actually, I talked to the devil. I talked to the devil a few minutes, then I talked to the Lord. I said, devil, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me too busy. He said, how do you know the devil's trying to do that? I've been there before. Has anybody been there before? You can be too busy. Too busy. The Bible said, be still and know that I am God. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to make a difference in this community. It's going to take more than busyness. It's going to take doing business with the King. Amen. Having Him in our heart and in our life and working together through us here at the Bible Way Baptist Church. How many believe Jesus fixed to knock a hole in the darkness? How many's already had to knock a hole in that darkness in your heart? Boy, it exploded, didn't it? I stopped by Brother Ron's the other day and he's telling me about when Jesus. I don't know why, man, want to talk about when Jesus saved him. Hey, man, I don't know why, man, want to talk about that. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know why Christians don't talk about it more. Because every time you talk about it, it blesses you. Would somebody say amen? And every time you talk about it, it blesses him. It blesses him. It blesses him. More to talk about it. More to talk about it. I'm glad I come to church tonight. Are you? Amen. I'm glad that God can use the likes of you and me. Warner, where you at, buddy? Run up here. Come on, run. You got permission to run in church. Run. Get up here. Come here, boy. Come here. I'm glad the Lord can use 4-year-olds to knock a hole in the darkness. You see, Warner knew where the switch was. Some of you folk been saved 20, 30, 40 years. By now you ought to know where the switch is. Say amen right there. We ought to get that light turned on good and bright. Amen. We ought to get that globe cleaned up real good so our light will shine. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. You ain't scared of me, are you, buddy? Good. How can you know this boy and not love him?
Amen, brother.
Amen. I believe God's going to do something special with his life. I may believe that. Amen. Amen. Our young people. Chase, I would carry you some, but I'm afraid I ain't stout enough. Amen. Amen. You ready to run back now? Slow down a little bit going back, okay? All right, go back. Ain't that good? Knock a hole. Knock a hole. Knock a hole. I was thinking about Sister Evelyn, Bible school, Liberty Baptist Church. Little Aaron, you remember little Aaron, Denise's little boy? I was telling the story of Jonah. And I talked about after Jonah was in the belly of that whale, you know, that 3 days and 3 nights, I said, something happened. I said, what happened? Little Aaron throwed his hand up. I said, Aaron, what happened? He said, he throwed up. I like it. Ain't that what he done? Hey, amen. A backslidden preacher will make a whale sick sooner or later. Say amen.
Amen.
He throwed up. I like it. Language that's easily understood. Amen. How many's going to go out of here this week? Will you do this? Will you ask God to help preacher knock a hole in the darkness? Will you ask God to help your children to knock a hole in the darkness? Will you ask God to help you and your wife to knock a hole in the darkness? Amen. Let me say this to you tonight, church, and I'm done. I love you. Look at somebody next to you telling you love them.
Amen.
Come on, come on. It's hard, ain't it? Amen. I love you, Brother Gale, since you ain't got nobody next to you. Amen. How long's it been? Amen. I love you. I love you. Amen. You say, why should you tell people you love them? How many believes that knocks just a little bit of a hole in that darkness? Amen. Let's serve the Lord with gladness till He comes. What time is it? About time to go, ain't it? Amen. I appreciate you, church. How many feels like something good's about to happen? I do. I feel like we're just on the threshold of God breathing on this community, helping people. Amen. I appreciate what's being done through our church. Many, many avenues through our church. God help us to make a difference and to knock a hole in the darkness. Let's pray, Father. Thank you tonight for your goodness. Thank you for your people. God, if there's anybody here tonight that's never been saved, I pray that tonight, Lord, they would just fall under that conviction, Lord, that convicting power, the Spirit of God, understand their need of Jesus. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that we'd realize as a church, Lord, we're lacking in the power of God. God, that would be a good prayer request. Pray for power. Pray for anointing. Pray for unction. Pray, God, that when People come through the doors that aren't right with God, that they want to get right with God. I pray tonight, Father, You bless our missionaries. I pray, dear God, tonight, You bless that family that's gathered over there. God, I pray especially for Jim. Lord, as we talked the other evening, Lord, I believe, God, You could help me to make a difference in his life. God, would You do that? Lord, we pray that You'll help us tonight to be an encouragement one to another. And God, just to see You move in a special way. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.